Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. and your host, The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. We had a little delay. We are right now through the cell phone. Somehow we were not able to get into the Blog Talk Radio or hear anything. So I got a message from them to call, and that's what I've done, and that's where we are through the cell phone. I would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here today on Blog Talk Radio, Bible Mystery, Who Replaced Judas? The telephone number is 516-418-5944 to get on board, and we will put you connected with the studio if you press number one. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we continue our study, the main thing is that you study your Bible every day. You open up your Bible every day and search it out. There's a couple of programs out there which I would recommend, and that is you could download eSort. It's for free. You could also download Logos, and that's for free. It's a good companion for Bible study, a lot of information that you could obtain through them. Glory be to the Lord. So the Bible mystery for today, who replaced Judas? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that when Jesus was on the earth, he called several people to him. And after a while, you know, he wanted to send them out, but he's got to call them and make them apostles so they could go out and be apostles, sent out ones. That's what apostle means, a sent out one. Someone that is sent out. So we're going to read who were the apostles whom Jesus sent out. But let's have a word of prayer before we go on. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord God, for everything that you have done, everything that you have given unto us, O Father God, everything you put to us, O Father God. You've given us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, Father God, and that we could proceed. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for everything that you have given to us. Lord, Father God, this is your word, and we ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so we may understand your word and apply it appropriately and share it with others. In the precious name of Jesus, if there's anything that is not according to your will, Father God, we repent of it and ask for forgiveness. Lord, wash us with your precious blood of the Lamb, that we may be one together and united in this world. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. Amen. Let me just read Acts chapter 1, verse 20, where he says, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." Well, we know he, in this Psalms there, it's talking about the son of perdition. And if you remember correctly, in the Last Supper, it says the devil entered into Judas. He went out to betray Jesus, the son of perdition. And so he was going to lose his position with the 12. Remember, he was part of the apostles. He went out. He prayed for people. He anointed people, as Jesus said, with the oil. And he also was able to be used as an instrument for healing and delivering. Yes, the Lord God was using him. So, you know, and that's the same thing with any one of us. We could be working in the ministry and suddenly, boom, if you take your eyes off of Jesus, the enemy comes in to deceive you and to pull you away from where he wants you to be. So that's what happened to Judas Iscariot. He was there at the Last Supper. He was there when the disciples' feet was being washed. He was there when Jesus broke bread, and when Jesus gave the cup of wine, he was there. But his his heart was not there. He had betrayed Jesus to the Pharisees for 30 pieces of silver. He was going to betray him. He was going to turn Jesus over to the Roman soldiers. And they were going to take him and just put Jesus out the way, because according to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, Jesus was in the way. He had too many followers going his way. He was saying things that they didn't approve. And many words that he said was used against him. When they asked him a question and he would answer truthfully, they would turn it around and they would bring condemnation towards Jesus. So that's what happened with Judas Iscariot. He betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. He betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. And we'll see the disciples who were apostles, what their name were. And we're going to begin at verse 12 of Luke chapter 6. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. It's very important that you listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. At one time, the way the Truth and the Life Tabernacle, we would have our prayer service on Tuesday, 6 p.m. But the Holy Spirit told us to move it to 3 a.m. And so we are obedient unto him, because 3 a.m. begins the fourth watch. And Jesus used to go to pray in the fourth watch between 3 and 6. Glory be to God. He used to pray and be in communications with the Father because of what was going to go down the next day, what he was going to say, what was he going to do, because Jesus came doing things, saying things that of the Father. He didn't do anything on his own. Glory be to the Lord. Verse 13, it says, and when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12. Remember, he had 72 disciples. He sent them out at one time, two by two, to do the work that he taught him to do. But out of the 72, he chose 12. It says, 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. So you see, Judas Iscariot was named among the 12 disciples. He was a representative of Jesus Christ, and he will bring forth the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't understand what happened with Judas Iscariot. He person in charge of the money bag. He was a person that he dealt with money in the past, and apparently that was his weak spot. And the devil came and he tempted him and in betraying Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. The enemy used the Pharisees to tempt Judas, and that's what Judas did. He betrayed Jesus, but he didn't know how far they were going to go out. He probably thought that they were just going to take him in to be questioned and chastised, but not murder. That's what they did. First of all, they did an illegal hearing because it happened at nighttime overnight. Not all the Sanhedrin was there, and that's the problem. And they had false witnesses against him, against Jesus, and sure enough, you know, they said things that was not true. We also had one disciple that was following Jesus afar off, Peter. Peter would warm himself by strange fire, but that's not the fire that Jesus was talking about. Jesus was talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. But here we have Peter just before he betrayed Jesus, just before he said, I don't know him, three times. He was warming himself by the fire of the camps. And we have John, who followed Jesus and saw what was going on. Yep. And that's the problem with a lot of the people that, you know, they say they follow Jesus. And you know, the prophecy, what the prophecy says is true. They follow me, they worship me with the heart, with their mouth, but the heart is far from me. And God said, render your heart and not your clothing. You know, render your heart and not your clothing. No, let's not follow Jesus afar off. Let's not look at him as a good prophet, a good person, but someone that came to save you. We're going to read now Acts chapter 1, verse 10 to 22, and let us see what the scripture takes us there and see what it says, and maybe we could answer the question. If you have the answer to the question is who replaced Judas Iscariot, you will call Blog Talk Radio, press number 1 to be connected to the studio, give your answer, and when you do so, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. And in there, you will find the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that points to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. And so we encourage you to look it up in your word. We encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors, and to call into Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944, first number 1 to be connected to the studio. Just a little disclaimer, and that is that the songs that we play here on Blog Talk Radio, they do not belong to Pastor Ramos. They do not belong to the church, the way, the truth, and life. And they do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists. However, because we bought the original CDs and DVDs, in there we have permission to use their songs. Glory to the Lord. So we're going to begin reading Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 10. And let's see what the scripture says. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in the white apron. So Jesus was raptured up, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew, and Matthew and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman. Who was not mentioned that went up to the upper room? Judas Iscariot. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120 men and brethren. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he bursted asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Aseldama, that is to say, the fear of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishop let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have company with us all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Glory. That is a beautiful citation, a beautiful word that Peter told the people that were there. You know, they were looking for something and they couldn't do anything because there was one missing from the group. Because Judas Iscariot has killed himself, suicide. He hung himself in a tree. And then afterwards, the tree branch could not hold the weight of his body. And the tree branch fell, and his body fell down also into the valley of into the valley there. The Kindrum Valley became known as the field of Aseldama. And that's where they would put all the strangers in there that died. And also that would be a garbage collection place where everything would be thrown in there. So who replaced Judas Iscariot? If you need to study your word, you could understand what the scriptures are saying. Yep. Who replaced Judas Iscariot? We hear very little of him in the scriptures. You know, it is believed that he went into Ethiopia. He became a martyr there when he was telling of Jesus Christ. Yes. That is something else, you know. That is something else. And so who replaced Judas Iscariot? There was two names. I have the two names with me. I don't want to pronounce them because then I'll be giving you away the answer. Yep. This is a little note regarding the person who replaced Judas Iscariot. Not otherwise known, but said by Nicephorus to have preached and suffered martyrdom in Ethiopia. Eusebius mentioned Sproul's Gospel of Peter, Thomas, and Blank, and others, or quoted by heretics. A work called The Traditions of Blank is referred by Clemens Alexandria. And I don't want to get into it any further because I don't want to give away the answer. Who replaced Judas Iscariot? Apostle. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. And then afterwards, you know, after the voting and after this person was pronounced to be the 12th apostle, you know, then we understand that when they waited and they prayed and they got the schisms out of the church, even with the women's there, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, chapter 2, the Holy Spirit, like a mighty rushing wind, came into the room. And they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit. And tongues of fire sat upon each of them. And they spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So there was a needful situation where the apostles wanted to make sure that they had the 12 apostles. Because, you know, a lot of people speculate you have 12 families of Israel, 12 nations, and so you want to take one apostle per family, per community, per nation, and share the gospel. But if you look back at the handbook of the martyrs book, it'll tell you how each of the apostles died. They all were martyrs except for one, John the Revelator. They tried to kill him. They tried putting him into the burning oil, but it did not burn him at all. He did not die. He went to be home with the Lord when the Lord says so. Glory be to the Lord. But it's scary yet because he did it so wrong. He hung himself, and when he hung himself, the branch could not hold his weight. He fell down into the field. All his innards gushed out. And the Pharisees took that money, the 30 pieces of silver that he betrayed Jesus with, and they bought the area, and it's called Asedema, the field of blood. Because, you know, Judas Iscariot burst it open, all his blood came out, and that's what they named it. And it was blood money that bought that field. So who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? You know, a lot of people would jump ahead and say, no, well, Paul is the 12th apostle. No, he's not. He's the 13th apostle. He was called by God on the road to Emmaus. He went to Arabia, and he received the revelation of grace, the revelation of the church, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He came back, and he preached Jesus Christ in the synagogues. And a lot of the Christian brothers, they were afraid because they didn't think that Paul was real. But Paul was real. And one of the men to back him up was the man who also received a word from the Holy Ghost. And that was Barnabas. Ananias. Ananias received the word of the Holy Ghost to go and pray for Paul and to lay his hands on him so he could receive his sight and also be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And in the beginning, Ananias was doubtful, but he was obedient. And he went to the street named Straight. He found Paul, and he prayed for him and laid his hands on him, and Paul received his sight, and Paul received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory, glory, glory. So Paul was a 13th apostle. The 12th apostle is the person who replaced Judas Iscariot. Who might that be? Who might that be? Let's read Acts 1, verse 24-25. We have a little typo there. It just says 24 and 25, and 1 should be there. So that's going to be corrected. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for all that you have done. Praise you, Lord, for all that you have done. Praise the Lord for all that you have done. Praise the Lord for all that you have done. Praise the Lord for all that you have done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. for you have done. Praise the Lord. So that we fixed that. Acts chapter 1, verse 24, 25. And the scripture says, and they prayed and said, thou Lord of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen, that he may be take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The you know, you read that and you read what happened and how, what the apostles did in order to get that person elected to be part of the disciples. The problem is, the problem that I have with the way they did it is they boxed God into a corner and gave him a choice of two names. And they went back to the old ways of using lots for it instead of trusting God to provide the answer. You know, God is always wonderful. And the Holy Spirit would have given them the answer. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And God is so great. God is so great that even though they try to box him in, that even though they gave him just two names, he's chose a person who was a witness of what Christ had done and was a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that he was at the sepulcher when Jesus Christ resurrected, but he was there with the disciples when Jesus came into the room. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Another point that I want to bring out, because a lot of people, they misinterpret scriptures, and you know, all I do is pray for them. And that is that we noticed that when the apostle went to the upper room, and it was about 120 people, it's not only the people that were there, the men that were there, but we also see that women were there. We also see how the Holy Spirit baptized the women that were there with the Holy Spirit, with tongues, and they went out to speak of the wonderful works of God, and the people in the neighborhood heard, you know, what was being said. And so in my opinion, Paul also writes about a female, Dandius, and who was an apostle, and he was under her. And some people, they don't want to receive females to be teachers or preachers unless it was only to other females. The problem with that is that they're misinterpreting what Corinthians and Timothy is saying. Who are we to tell God to box that in and says only to use men, that he cannot use women? Who are we? We are just mere vessels. We just give ourselves over to the Lord so he could use us when he sees fit. But who are we to criticize God if he uses a woman to bring forth the message? One of the reasons that I heard natural, and that is that God is using the woman because men are not standing up, you know, not standing up to do the will of God. And partly I believe that's true because there's a lot of people that have been martyred for the cause of Christ, and a lot of men don't want to go through that. So who are we to tell God, no, you cannot use a woman? Women are wooden vessels. They pray fervently. They study fervently. And they believe and have faith in the things of God. Who are we to say to God, no, that person, being a female, is not a vessel that you should use? Who are we? By the mere fact that we question God's authority and making that choice, is the same reason that's going to cause us to miss heaven. Because who are we? If we think we're better than them, then we got to say pride is in operation, and God is now want to deal with people with pride. He said he draws close to the humble and draws away from the proud. So I'm glad that in the scriptures, when you read the scriptures, it says that the women were there, and there were about 120 all together. So, you know, Mary, it mentions Mary, the mother of Jesus by name. It mentions the other women that were there. Mary Magdalene was there. Joannes was there. And other Mary, the sister, and Martha, the sister of Lazarus. And we just want to thank God that they were obedient to the move of the Holy Spirit. On many occasions, we know that God used women to bring forth salvation and healing and deliverance for the people to receive. But who are we? So who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, one day when I find it and I'm searching for it, and the moment I find it, where Paul says that he was under the female apostleship, I will show you that. It's in the scriptures somewhere. I've read it once before. I should have taken note of it. But I think one of them is Janus, and the American translation put an S on it in order to hide the fact that it was a female, but and they try to make it out to be just a male. But I will look into that and see and present the apostle that taught Paul. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can call Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And if you give your answer, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style type pamphlet of the tabernacle. In it, you'll learn about the furnishings. You'll learn about the patterns of worship. You're learning about the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus. You learn the sacrifices in the tabernacle. And you learn about the garments of the high priest. It's something good that you keep you with yourself in your Bible. So when you have the time, if you are waiting for someone or something to occur, and you're not opening up your Bible, you could open up this pamphlet and continue with searches and learn of the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle was also called the Tent of Meetings. It was a portable structure. And then Solomon built the temple. So, you know, we see Solomon built temple number 1, and Herod enhanced it because number 1 was destroyed by the Greeks in between the 400-year sleep. Then we had temple number 2, which was enhanced by Herod. That was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. And so right now the Jewish people are looking to build the third temple. The last thing that they got was a red heifer. They do have the garments of the priest. They do have the teachings for those that are going to minister. They have replicas of the furnishings that was there. They're just waiting, so-called, the Messiah will finish building the temple. And this is where, when you read Thessalonians chapter 2, how the Lucifer will deceive the Jewish people, and they will accept him because he built the third temple. But he will bring the abomination of desolation into the temple. They're going to reject him, and all hell is going to break loose because the great tribulation will have started. And he's going to come heavy against Israel. And a lot of them are going to hide in the mountains, like Jesus said. And then Jesus, when he comes back with his church and puts his feet on Mount Olivet, he's going to rescue Israel out of the mountains. He's going to set up his millennial reign here, and they're going to believe in him. They're going to receive him as the Lord and Savior, because there is a religion out there that says they believe in Jesus Christ. But the problem with that religion is that their Jesus Christ do not have the marks of the cross, do not have the nail prints in his wrists and his feet. It does not have the wound on the side from the spear, does not have the wounds on his head from the crown of thorns, does not have the wounds on his back from the whipping, the 39. So there is a religion out there that claims to believe in Mary and Jesus, but when you study them deeply, you understand that they are false people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We see how Hamas attacked Israel yesterday, and they're at war. But it's not the Gog-Magog war, because the Gog-Magog war will include Russia, Turkey, and Iran. And maybe the kings of the East will come, and they will fight against Israel. And the Magog-Gog war will turn into the Great Tribulation, and they will fight in Israel for the land. But Christ is going to rescue them. Half of Israel will be destroyed. Half of the people will be martyred, but Christ is coming to rescue them. Glory be to the Lord. He's going to conquer his enemies with the breath of his mouth. Hallelujah. Who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? That is something we want to know. You should study. You should look it up. I gave you plenty of information that should help you get the answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we got about 15 minutes or less to go. And I would encourage you to call Block Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host and be connected to the studio. Your host is The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle here on Block Talk Radio. Let me give you a little bit of itinerary of the church. Every Sunday at 6 o'clock, we have the Bible Mystery. This week is Who Replaced Judas Iscariot. And let me see what's coming up for next week. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Next week, we're going back to the very first question that I had, and that is, why did Jesus take time out to fold a napkin in the sepulcher? If you read when Jesus was in the sepulcher, he was wrapped in linen clothing, and there was a napkin that was put on his face. Why did he take time out to fold that napkin? That's next week. Tuesdays at 3 o'clock in the morning, we have our intercessory prayer. Ask you to join us there also as we pray. We have several subtopics that we pray for. If you called in, one or two or three of them will be issued to you to pray for. And then you have your regular prayer, also what you're praying for. Thank you, Jesus. On Thursday, we have our Bible study. We've been studying what's next. And we've given some information, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And now we're going to go into those parts and really dig a little bit deeper as to what's next. So the event that we are waiting for next, the imminent return of Jesus Christ in the clouds, it's called the rapture in English. Now, you might not find that word rapture in the Bible, but if you look at the Latin Vulgate way back in the 1500s, you'll see that the word rapidimo was there, which is rapture in English. And when they were writing out in Greek, instead of rapture, they used the word harpazo. Harpazo, the Greek, in the Greek language, harpazo, caught up. So it doesn't say rapture, but it says caught up, harpazo, and by force, out of the way, remove out of the way. So the next event that we are expecting, the imminent return of Jesus Christ in the clouds, he's going to remove his church from this earth, and he's going to bring us to the clouds to meet him. And on the way there, the Word of God tells us that in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we will put on a glorified body. This mortal must put on immortality. This carnal must put on incarnality. And we're going to meet the Lord in the clouds. And he's going to take us to the Father's house, like he promised in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And we're going to be with him forever and ever until he comes back to rescue Israel. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? Glory be to the Lord. If you want to call the pastor after the program is over, you will call me at 772-626-3178. That's in Florida. If you want, if you have a question or comment that you want to share, you could send it via email to the church, WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. Everything is lowercase. WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. And you'll get an answer back from your for the comments or questions that you might have. Glory be to the Lord. So today, as we finish up, I just want to share that you should join me at your friends, family, friends, and neighbors to join us on Tuesday night at 3 a.m. for intercessory prayer as we grow. Right now, according to the statistics that Blog Talk Radio given us, there is about 5,179 or 29 people who look at the archives, they listen to the archives, and they become participants that way. So these are people, most of them are on the other side of the earth, and we just thank God for them. And we thank God for you for listening to the way of the Master, the way, the truth, and the life, Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944 is the telephone number directly. Press number 1 to be connected with the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're not sure of the answer for this question, who replaced Judas Iscariot, you could call me at the number that I gave you. You could call Blog Talk Radio before the program ends in about 8 minutes, or you could email WTLTabernacle@gmail.com, and you will get an answer. We would encourage you to study that to see the scriptures. There's a lot more stuff in here, very deep, but we can't go that deep. We want you to get the answer to the question and follow it up with the things that the Lord has given unto you. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have about 8 minutes to go, and we encourage you to call in if you have the answer. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to find out why we were not able, through our regular channels, through the calling in, direct call, we was not able to connect to Blog Talk Radio. We need to fix that so we could have everything ready for Tuesday. I checked the microphone and the hearing here, and everything is A-OK. Unfortunately, we wasn't able to connect to Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully, they'll fix that. We got about 7 minutes to go. Who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? These are little things. Sometimes we read the Bible and we scheme over a lot of things. And, you know, and my encouragement is take your time. Because one word that you read in the scriptures, as you look up the word and study the scriptures, could help you to understand the meaning of what God has said in his word, and also could help you with applying that word to the situation that comes your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who replaced Judas Iscariot as the 12th apostle? Glory be, glory be. It's right there in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters. If you read the scriptures carefully, you will see the answer is right there. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we praise you and we give you all the honor. Judas Iscariot betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ to the Roman soldiers and the soldiers of the Jewish nation with a kiss. And Jesus asked them, "You betray the king with a kiss?" And he did that because they didn't want to erase any disciple or any apostle. They wanted to arrest the leader, Jesus Christ. And so instead of saying he's the one, and, you know, instead of waiting for Jesus to say, "I am he just came over and gave him a kiss. That was a signal that they had between Judas Iscariot and the Romans, that the one that he kissed is the one that was the leader. And he betrayed him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus Christ was taken to the hall to be judged by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And there he withstood verbal abuse, physical abuse, yet he asked his father to forgive them, for they don't know what they did. And Jesus Christ's death and resurrection had the principalities of this world had known that by crucifying the Lord and Savior, it would bring salvation to the world. They never would have crucified Jesus Christ. But it was too late. Jesus Christ gave himself as a free lamb to the slaughter, and he shed his precious blood. He gave his life. They nailed his feet to the cross. They nailed his wrist to the cross. They put a crown of thorns on him. They had whipped him 39 times in his back with a Roman whip, which would tear the skin apart. Then when they came and they broke the legs of the two thieves that was next to him, when they came to Jesus, he was already dead. He has already said, "It is finished." He's already said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." So he was dead. He left his body. And so what soldiers did, they put a spear in his side, and out came blood and water. And blood and water is a witness of the things of God. And then you can read that in the book of Timothy. It tells you that the blood and water, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, are witnesses to these things. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to close out shortly, and I'm just going to read this one more time. Chapter 1 of the book of Acts, beginning at verse 10. And it says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apron, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, and Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry, purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, our Sedema, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalm, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bitterer let another take. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Wherefore, of these men which have companion with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, was one of ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.